This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Last week marked the 30th anniversary of the horrible Imola 1994 weekend that tragically claimed the lives of Roland Ratzenberger and Ayrton Senna. And in episode one of a new James Allen on F1 podcast, the man himself remembers the legacy of Ayrton, including interviews with the new Autosport editor-in-chief Rebecca Clancy, Brazilian journalist Julian Carasoli, Ayrton Senna's niece and CEO of the Senna Institute, Bianca Senna, and Manish Pandey, the producer of that 2010 movie bearing the Senna name. Well, here's a sneak peek of that Pandey interview.
Look, I mean, 30 years on from now, you've got... We'll come on to talk about how Formula One's changed, and particularly these new audiences that Liberty Media have brought in to the sport, younger, more female, etc. But I mean, what does Senna represent now? Those guys are kind of finding him through YouTube. They're getting really into their fandom of the sport, and they're going backwards, and you know that they're finding it. I can see that. I get messages from people who are finding things I did, you know, from 10, 15 years ago. And so you can, they're soon locking onto this character, Ayrton Senna. But what do you think globally he represents today in, from Formula One point of view?
I genuinely think that in some ways he's the last real deal driver, if that makes sense. It was he was so complete, not just as a driver but as a human being. And I once said this, the thing about Senna was you could have made that film about anyone else with pretty much the same beats, but there's something about him that makes you feel, and that authenticity is you can't fake it with a camera angle, you can't fake it with a sound bite, you just can't. He didn't perform, that's who he was, and that's something that we felt. And I remember, you know, Atiful and I spent so much time looking at archive, and there's a consistency in the archive with him. I mean, one of the early scenes is Senna in a Williams. It's his first ever Formula One drive. Now, he's got a helmet on. How do you emote with a helmet on? The visor's up. It's a side angle, so you can't see his face. But what does he say? You can almost feel the tears in his eyes as he prays and says, I'm going to thank God he's given me this amazing gift. Young people are no different today to young people of 30 years ago. You know, I think we're all looking... We're looking for heroes.
And it's interesting what you say about it, because also we're looking for authenticity. I think that younger generation today, obviously, we've both got sons who are of that Gen Z group, and authenticity is everything for them. Anything that's phony or fake in a social media world is out, isn't it? And yeah. Senna had that. He definitely had it. I think I remember asking Bruno Senna once what he thought his uncle's greatest quality was, and he said commitment. He said he thought that what made Senna special as a racing driver and everything in life was commitment. He was all in. And that, obviously, he paid the ultimate price for that. But I thought that was quite interesting. And intensity is the other word I would use.
But that's a very pointed thing to say, because I think that's exactly it. you kind of, the number of times people say, oh, it's fixed or it's contrived or whatever. There's a guy who paid the ultimate price for the thing that he wanted to do in his life, and it just doesn't get any more authentic than that. It's a double underline, isn't it, at the end. So everything you watch before that, you realize he meant it. All of that is meant, you know, and it's a beautiful thing. And so I said, you can turn this on in 20 years' time and it will be exactly the same thing, you know, Sen will be. My strange thing now is I sort of look at him. I saw the film for the first time in 10 years last week, and I was shocked as to how young he is when we start the story, but how old he looks by the time you get to the end. I mean, you see the bags under his eyes, you see the crow's feet, and that's 10 years in Formula One. It's 30 years in any other job. Mm. It was at the time, for sure.
That's the James Allen on F1 podcast, with episode 1 being released in full on the 7th of May on the Autosport YouTube channel and wherever you get your podcasts from.
Sports Social Podcast Network.